Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Irv Gordon and his 1966 Volvo P1800 holds the current record for the highest mileage achieved in a car. Any guesses? Well, it's an astounding 3.25 million miles. This is with the original engine block and transmission. Irv's advice for keeping a car running forever was, follow the factory service manual, replace worn and broken parts immediately, and don't let anyone else drive your car. And use a turn signal. Did you know there's another amazing motor out there? The human heart pumps a distance of 12,000 miles in a single day. So in a year, that's 4.4 million miles. What took Irv's Volvo 50 years to accomplish, the human heart does in less than a single year. Not only that, but most people achieve 50 times this mileage with no routine maintenance, and of course, with the original parts. Remember, the human heart is not as simple as a car engine. It is much more complex. For example, blood needs to run through two separate circuits in two different directions, which the human heart can accommodate because it contains two pumps. And within each pump is a two-chamber pumping system, so that one chamber contracts, squeezing out the blood, and the other chamber relaxes and fills up with blood. Pretty efficient. Also, unlike a car motor, the human heart is not allowed to take a day off. Quite the opposite. Even the heart at rest during a resting heart rate is still continually beating. What prevents this whole system from overheating due to continual usage? The heart is placed in a specialized two-layer sac called a pericardial sac, with a special friction-reducing lubricant housed in between. This specialized system allows our hearts to stay in place while it pumps vigorously as we dynamically move, all the while keeping our hearts from overheating. Remember, without this sac, the heat generated by our continually beating heart, especially while exercising, would be enough to kill us. How can this complex system have evolved undirected, one part at a time, without catastrophic failure? Isn't it obvious that our hearts were engineered by a greater engineer, who, by the way, designed it to get many times the mileage of the best human engineers have to offer? To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca.